The U.S. government has settled a major lawsuit with the Navajo Nation. The settlement is worth $500 million, and it's the biggest settlement sum the federal government has ever granted an Indian tribe. The Navajo Nation alleged that the government mismanaged its land resources over 6 decades. Carrie Young is following the story with KJZZ, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. She's with us from Phoenix. Carrie, welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And tell us more about the settlement.
So Navajo Nation President Ben Shelley originally announced the settlement back in May, but at that point it was still awaiting several federal signatures. When the law was originally filed in 2006, the tribe sought about $900 million, but by the end the final settlement came out to be just over $500 million.
And when we say that the Navajo Nation had said the federal government was mismanaging its land resources, what does that mean? How exactly was that going on?
Well, so the mismanagement has to do with their 14 million acres of trust land. A lot of that land is being used and has historically been used for things like grazing, oil and gas development, mining, and even some farming. So at one point, the federal government oversaw the leases, and according to the Navajo Nation, the revenue earned from those leases was not accounted for correctly or accurately, and it was also not invested properly.
Not accounted for, not invested properly, but they're saying that they were damaged some way because of that.
Yes, that they were owed more than the tribe actually got.
So what are they going to do now with this $500 million settlement?
Well, so at this point, there isn't a solid plan for how the money is going to be used. From what I understand, tribal officials are seeking public comment. They're scheduling some meetings beginning in October to hear from tribal members on this. While those have not officially happened yet, we are hearing from tribal members, though, that much of those funds should be set aside for things like business development and even invested for future generations.
And this is not the only lawsuit, by the way, that the Navajo Nation has filed against the federal government. The settlement doesn't preclude the Navajo Nation from continuing to pursue the other ones. What are those suits?
Well, so, yes, that's correct. This does not preclude them from filing future lawsuits. What it does say is that the tribe cannot pursue further legal action on the claims in this lawsuit. From here on out, they have to seek other methods of arbitration from those disputes. But that being said, the Navajo Nation can still file suits or pursue current legal action on things like water rights, which is a big issue right now in the Southwest that's pretty parched. And also, when it comes to previous uranium mining issues, those health issues that have arisen from that, people have and may continue now after this to file suits on that.
Carrie, the Navajo Nation is the largest Indian tribe in the country. There are many in your part of the country. Tell us more about them.
Right. They are the largest tribe in the country. They are the most populous tribe with about 300,000 enrolled tribal members, and they also have the largest land base. They've got about 14 million acres of trust land, and that spans from Arizona to New Mexico, Utah, and even a little bit of Colorado.
And this is the largest federal government settlement with an Indian tribe, as we said, but it is not the only one involving resource mismanagement.
No, it's not the only one. So far, the federal government has negotiated settlements with about 80 tribes. That's since 2010. And those settlements have totaled $2.6 billion, around $2.6 billion. But this is the largest settlement so far.
All right. Carrie Young, a reporter with KJZZ in Phoenix, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Carrie, thank you.
Thank you.